Most ZANU-PF stalwarts acknowledge that the so-called Generation 40 is a force to reckon with, as it comprises the young Turks, who are taking advantage of the current factionalism bedeviling the party to handpick a potential successor to the 91-year-old frail President Robert Mugabe in the near future. Professor Jonathan Moyo, who has more than 26,000 followers on Twitter, recently posted a message which read, quote, so-called Generation 40 or G40 can't be a ZANU-PF faction, save for open mouths and shut minds. G40 is a demographic reality across parties, end quote. Observers view this as an open declaration by Professor Moyo that G40 is the in thing in Zimbabwean political parties, including ZANU-PF, where they want to sideline Mnangagwa, who the group believes has too much political baggage to win a national election. They are linking him to the deployment of the 5 Brigade, which allegedly killed thousands of ZAPU supporters in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces in the 1980s. Senior ZANU-PF Central Committee members like David Ndlovu equates G40 to infiltrators or sellouts who used to work for the Rhodesian government while they were in the trenches with freedom fighters in the 1970s.
During the war, UGF freedom fighters were actually members of the Smith Army who went about posing as freedom fighters and making freedom fighters fight among themselves. I would just take that as a claim from those who want to create division within ZANU-PF.
Ndlovu says there's no evidence that G40, which derives its name from a constitutional provision in Zimbabwe's supreme law, allowing anyone above the age of 40 to be a presidential candidate, is causing havoc in the party.
They are not organizing the party as G40. They are organizing the party in terms of the constitution. I've never come across them fighting any other person.
He says it's healthy to have divergent views in the party, though it becomes destructive if some people are using their acquired power to destroy ZANU-PF.
It is very healthy, although, of course, if it is done constructively, you can't expect people to sing together like they acquire. People have to differ in opinion, but they have to differ constructively.
Mnangagwa has been on the receiving end of Professor Jonathan Moyo's outburst on Twitter, in which he once attacked him in one of the posts saying, Zimbabweans will miss President Mugabe when he leaves office. Professor Moyo stressed that Mnangagwa's utterances were part of his political machinations to unseat the president. Mnangagwa is allegedly being backed by the old guard comprising Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo, former ZAPU stalwart Kembo Mohati, and several others. He was not available for comment. For observers like London-based international relations expert Clifford Mashiri, G40 has a lot of political stamina to transform ZANU-PF.
These are very powerful people, influential, powerful in the sense that they can influence Mugabe quite a lot, and they are doing so through Mai Mugabe. They are quite a significant part of ZANU-PF, and they have quite a lot that they have done so far. Of course, they have some feuds with the Mnangagwa. It's a bit of a challenge for Mnangagwa to see whether he can agree with them.
He says the group is gaining a lot of political ground in the ruling party.
They have managed to influence Mrs. Mugabe in whatever she is saying against her opponents, and they back her up. They have been doing so through their pronouncements, and in particular Jonathan Moyo, through his account on Twitter. He always tries to ensure he defends and fights for the first family.
Independent political commentator Mlambo Linkomo echoes the same sentiments, adding that their ambitions may be scuttled by the president, who wields a lot of power in ZANU-PF.
If Mugabe is still there, he has a very tight control over ZANU-PF, so much that it's so difficult for anyone within ZANU-PF to raise their hand and say they want to be a future leader.
Andrew Ware of the London-based magazine Africa Confidential argues that G40 does not have a lot of political stamina to change a lot of issues in the ruling party.
Their relationships depend on patronage of more powerful people above them. I don't think that they've got enough strength in their own right to be able to command a lot of support in the party.
Indications are that Generation 40 is there to stay, though its drive to significantly transform the power dynamics in President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party still remains to be seen. Kushungo, as Mr. Mugabe is affectionately known, is currently calling the shots in the party. And even Mnangagwa, who some say is poised to take over from Mr. Mugabe, also knows that nothing is ever cast in stone with his boss, who is known for outfoxing even some of his toughest opponents both home and away. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.